And welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. Back at the palatial studios of the Shamrock Lodge.
Thank God for that.
I am TJ.
I'm Ben.
I'm Cliff.
Welcome to another edition of Only Funny to Us. My name's TJ, and it is Thanksgiving, or close to Thanksgiving, so I just have to say one thing. Watch me whip. Watch me nay-nay. Watch me whip.
Cut him off.
We're 20 seconds into the show, and already we can't stand him.
There you go.
Oh, it's so much better.
He's been muted.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Hi, guys.
We like to apologize ahead of time.
For that jackass.
He's on some kind of new medication.
He says he's through. Do you promise?
Right. We'll give him a try.
All right.
You want to hit the Kwan now?
Here's a trial period.
I just had to get that out.
We should have done it outside while you were smoking before the show.
Hours before the show
started. I think that's what he said in the men's bathroom the other night, too. I just have to get that out.
Wow. Somebody get a stick or a spoon or a knife or something.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, if you listened to last week's show, at the very end, you heard an advertisement for disappointing sex sessions with Steve Crowley.
Yeah.
They would be disappointing.
Can you see at the end of it, was that good for you?
Yeah. No. Another unsatisfied customer.
No money back.
No sex should end with, I'm sorry.
Here's some bus fare.
They'd be saying that to him. Yeah,
there's cab money on the nightstand. Get out of here.
He wouldn't be saying, I'm sorry. It'd be so bad. They'd be going, I'm sorry, because I just feel terrible for him.
Or at the end, he looks at him and goes,
you tried.
Yeah, you tried. Here's some bus fare. Leave.
You really need a new business plan.
Or he looks at him and goes, you think my mom would be disappointed in that performance?
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
Because she didn't say anything the other night.
Wow.
Wow. Really?
Because we were hitting the Kwan.
Because you were hitting the Kwan.
That's what I call your mom, the Kwan. I get down low and swing my arms.
Her name isn't Kwan.
Quandra?
It's short for Quandra.
Quanita? Quandala.
Hit the Kwan.
Well, guys, it really is close to Thanksgiving. Are y'all excited?
It's not that close.
Really? Yeah, we got it, like, 3 weeks left.
We got a couple more shows before that happens.
Have you started cooking already, Steve?
And then it'll be time for Cliff's shit.
Cliff, what?
I can't remember. Fruitcake.
It's fruitcake.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking cheesecake, and I was like, that's wrong. Not cheesecake.
His alcohol-soaked fruitcake.
Yeah.
Put a little bit of the root beer in it this time.
No.
Oh, God.
I will make it with Everclear.
I think that would cook out. That would all cook out.
Oh, and not your father's root beer is going to have not your father's ginger ale coming out here shortly.
Yeah. Now, is it going to be spicy like Blenheim?
I don't know.
I'll try that. I'll try the ginger ale.
It's a rumor.
From what I've heard, you'll try anything in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Well, are we going too low, too dark, too soon?
Oh, that's right. You're the one that drops.
Steve, do you ever go too low, too dark, too soon?
I'm sorry.
Well, shit.
No, but I've said a lot of, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm done. Sorry.
Sorry.
Was it supposed to happen that quick?
It shouldn't have been chunky. I'm sorry.
It's been a while.
That didn't happen the other night. It was a lot longer.
Give me 30
when
minutes.
When I was by myself.
Let me make a Swanson, and I'll be fine after about half hour.
It was a lot longer by myself the other night.
Oh,
what's on tap?
Yeah.
After Steve's last encounter, I was like, is there supposed to be corn on it?
It was a lot longer when I was in the barn with the coach.
We're going to do
it
that
took
again.
Took us away from the game.
We're really scaring off our core demographic.
Thought it was funny whenever I said, "But coach, they need me.
The team needs me.
The team's depending on me, coach.
The team's depending on me, coach. Why are we in this barn?
You're the water. You're the canteen boy.
Come here, canteen boy. Rub some oil on my chest.
With my hands?
No, with your nutsack.
You sound really. Dip it like a paintbrush.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
Paint a picture on my chest, you dirty boy.
That'd be a good condom idea. Instead of putting a condom on, just dip it in latex paint.
Yeah, weather beater. Big bucket of Sears weather beater by the bed. There you go.
Just dip it in. Dip that puppy in and go to town.
That's going to be the new art form from Steve Crowley.
Penis Casso? Or Prick Casso. How about that? That's better.
Look, he was so angry this day.
This is his Cubist period.
Penis Casso.
He'll be in the finest art museums around.
Cliff,
you'll be just like the guy that took pictures of the bullwhip and shoved it up his ass.
Are you going to that nifty new art exhibit downtown next Friday? No, who is it? It's a new guy. His name is Penis Casso.
Take this bag of candy away.
No,
I've got diabetes, damn it. Yeah. I can't stop.
Cliff found Halloween candy on sale.
On clearance.
And apparently bought them out.
Yeah, well, no. I only bought 8 or 9 pounds.
Jesus God.
It almost broke the plastic bag.
He came in here with 8 pounds of candy and a bag full of McRibs.
That's it. Some people have pumpkin spice every seasonal.
Yeah.
No, me, it's the McRib comes back in November. And yeah, clearance Halloween candy at CVS.
That's it. Be bouncing off the walls by tonight.
Or just, I'm already buzzing.
Or crashed hard.
I'll get to sleep
after
good tonight.
After the sugar rush, you'll crash.
After all those chemicals from the McRib come in, I'll be able to see through walls for about 5 minutes.
You'll be able to pee through walls, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see if I've got anything on tap. We were actually just talking about this with my daughter. She's looking forward to becoming a new driver.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember now when I got my driver's license down here, and I'm trying to remember what it was. You got your permit at 15.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And license at 16. Yep.
But when you had your permit, you could drive during the day unattended.
After 7 o'clock in the evening, you could not drive
without a parent.
Right.
You can drive, but you have to have a parent.
A licensed driver.
You have to have a licensed driver.
And I don't know if
you.
That's how it is now.
No, you had to have a road test before.
Mm-mm. Written only.
Yeah, they're
to get your permit to ride with somebody.
Right, but I'm saying before you could drive, because I mean, you had to be back by 6 or something.
Seven,
but you had to have...
I don't know. It's probably changed by now.
Yeah, I'm sure it's changed.
I think you had to have a road test before you could drive by yourself at all, but until you were... You could get your license at 15.
Yeah. Was it learner's permit at 15? And then you got your restricted driver's license.
Right, after that. But you couldn't drive alone until you were 16.
16. Okay.
Except during daylight hours.
Because I didn't get my driver's license until I was, I want to say 17. That's when I got my driver's license. Yeah, because I was up there and then came down here.
You had to go to the roller coaster, so you had to be able to get back and forth.
Yeah, that's how I did it.
Get rid of all the...
But all my friends were driving.
All those points.
But I never got my driver's license. I don't know why I never got my driver's license up there.
Christopher's 18 and still doesn't have his.
Really? Well, Tyler was like that.
He's not interested.
No.
I waited until I had a driving. Car.
He's going to have to before he starts college.
Yeah, he's going to have to be able to drive to classes.
And he knows. He says he wants to. And he's like, well, y'all never take me, you know, driving or whatever. I was like, you never mention it.
Let's go.
You got to let me know. Hey, dude, can we go practice on this day? You know,
take him out to Kellytown and just let him
out to the stadium. Let
go
him just
nuts.
Drive around.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he's driven golf carts and go-karts and all that crap before, so.
You know, I take that back. Maybe I did have my license up there, because I do remember my uncle teaching me to drive in the snow. So okay. I may have at least had my learner's permit or something up there.
Did you two learn how to parallel park over there at the stadium?
No, I learned at the
DMV.
No,
I learned
DMV.
At the DMV.
At the DMV.
Oh, well, they used to have a thing at the stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, used to. It was right there
that
by the...
creepy.
What is that?
Phone call.
I thought that was Rebecca's ringtone.
Jimmy, no, that's everybody's ringtone. It's the old OFTU.
You know, we forgot. Uh-huh. We mentioned, we saw Jimmy Estrada the
I
other
thought
day.
We were supposed to turn off.
James Estrada.
We're supposed to turn off the ringers.
James John Estrada. Jesus Christ.
You want Steve enforcing the rules around here.
That's right.
Can't have that.
Because he's heartbroken when he turns his ringer off.
That's everything off. Okay.
All right. Oh,
but yeah, James
off.
James John Estrada.
We saw him at Zapatas.
Zapatas, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago.
He was looking very healthy and lively.
Dude, he hasn't. He looks exactly
he
the
age.
Same.
He's
he
a
hasn't
man.
Not aged.
Have
a
you
vampire.
Seen his parents?
I saw his mom outside putting up Halloween decorations.
They look exactly the same.
He has a there portrait in his
the
attic
family,
that ages,
none of them
but
age.
He doesn't.
Yeah, he's got a portrait of Jimmy Estrada Gray up there in the...
I mean, both of his brothers, Wayne and David. They
yeah,
still
David,
look,
David looks the same, too.
Exactly
I just
the
saw
same.
Him.
So it's just uncanny, but... Grew up with him. It's my mic doing something.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder what
I heard something. Was. I heard something. Either your stomach was growling or your mic was growling.
But we grew up and did a lot of stuff when we were growing up. Almost got kidnapped with him. I think I shared that story on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to go fishing with slingshots and at 4:30 in the morning. I know.
What?
I just got one of those wrist slingshots that mounted on your wrist? And so I thought, we're going to go down to the Lakeview Hotel?
Yeah.
Right across from the Marquette?
Yeah.
Remember, they used to have that pier there where you could go and feed the ducks or just go out on that little pier. And they had those little minnows down there. And I had it in my head that with pebbles and a slingshot, we could kill the minnows. What in the hell we were going to do with them, I have no idea.
Eat them.
Yeah, but one at a time. Like miniature anchovies.
Little sardines.
But we went down there, and the car pulled over and asked us if we wanted a ride. And we were like, and we went, no. And he said, he opened up the door and goes, get in the car now.
Dang.
And I went, no. And was I'm
what'd you say again? How'd you do that?
No.
Okay. He peed himself a little bit.
One more time.
No.
Okay.
Just for the edit.
We got that good.
What did you do? Did you run?
I was waiting for it.
Did you run away?
Well, actually, Jimmy started walking towards the hotel. And I'd reached in to grab some of those rocks, and I was going to defend ourselves.
There you go.
Take out an Oldsmobile with a slingshot.
God, I don't even think it was an Oldsmobile. I don't even know what it was. Probably could have taken it out, though.
It was a Corolla.
But then they just, I guess they thought better of it, and they took off up towards town on Fifth Street.
They might have been messing with y'all like
I don't know. They were old, creepy.
Like Freddie Engelbert did that time we were driving down. But you remember how the little kids at the old junior high
Oh, God, I remember that.
We were going through there, and there were kids. There was a little kid walking home from school on the sidewalk there. We were behind the old junior high there.
Okay, yeah,
and Freddie leans over and goes, hey, little boy, your mommy told us to pick you up here.
Jesus, God.
And that little, we were stopped in traffic. That little boy started walking to the truck, and Sean goes, go away, little boy. Go away. Get back on the sidewalk.
Run.
Sean was freaking out, man.
We're going to get on a list.
Freddie was just kidding. He wasn't actually going to let the boy in the car.
Right.
But that little dude started, it was just that easy. That little boy started heading to the car. Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, they'd be all, everyone be on their cell phones, you know, videotaping you. And that's the one thing that I don't like about the cell phone technology now, is you can't get away
with it. Because you could be videotaped kidnapping a child?
Maybe. But you can't get away with good practical jokes.
Kind of cramps your style, doesn't it?
That's why he's painted everything black on the truck, and the rest of it's white, and tinted the windows real dark.
Got that magnetic sign, free candy,
free candy,
or free wine if he's picking up ladies.
Let's talk about free candy for a second. I don't know if I told you fellas this.
God.
Several weeks ago, down at up here at the end of Fox Hollow, we're working on the house down there.
Yeah, yeah.
I took some blue painter's tape. And I wrote free candy, and I put it on the side of Brian of the construction van.
The rape van. Yeah.
On the side of the rape van. So it was funny. You know, it was like free candy, get in the van.
Yeah.
Well, a certain gal that lives down the road whose first name happens to be Candy.
Oh, my God.
Got mad because she thought it was about her.
Free candy.
I don't know. I don't know what she thought. I had forgotten she even lived there.
Dude, that's
not like Free Mandela or Free Mumia.
It took the girl we're building the house for. She said it took her like 30 minutes on the phone to convince her that's not what it meant.
Really?
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yes.
So people are just want everything to be about them.
So she, I guess, she thought
just
we were
did not get the joke.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even about it. It was a white van with free candy on the side.
That's the joke in and of itself.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a joke.
But she thought that because. And I don't even call
it's
her candy.
It's an archetype.
You know, yeah, right, exactly. It was nothing to do with her. But
see, that's the problem. The two problems. The videotaping with everyone on their cell phones, you can't get away with good practical jokes anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's all ruined. All that is gone. The fun, and that has sucked the fun out of the world. Everyone's waiting to be offended. So they videotape everything, and they want to be upset.
Yeah.
Just like that. That's a hilarious joke. Free candy.
Oh, yeah, everybody thought it was funny.
Free bedtime stories or whatever would be fantastic.
I should have wrote free hugs on the side.
Yeah, exactly. But people would be, somebody would be all offended. They would videotape it. And then we would be labeled, if we were involved, some sort of monsters for doing something, for having a sense of humor.
Well, by anybody with half a brain would know what it was.
Yeah, but the half a brains don't.
The problem is, it's not those people that
complain.
To be honest with you, it's not as bad now as it used to be because most people have gotten to where they're sick of people getting offended about everything.
Mm-hmm. They're sick of political correctness.
They're sick of political correctness.
It's starting to become a joke in itself.
Right, exactly.
And actually, I actually read somewhere that using the term politically incorrect had become politically incorrect.
I don't doubt it.
There was a senator that was actually trying to pass it that politically incorrect was now politically incorrect. So what are we supposed to do? Just not do anything? I mean,
don't.
I don't know.
Like I asked Steve today, when do words become offensive and why? Like I asked him today, I said, why does the word retard offend people?
It's social consensus.
Yeah,
but I don't understand.
The word in and of itself is slower. It's
thought. Right. Like you retard the timing on a car means you slow it down.
Right. Exactly.
So why would, you know, it would just be referring to a person as slower than other people.
And that's,
I've never understood why that word became.
Because people want to be special and they want to be offended.
I guess.
And you become special by becoming offended.
Thought crime is rife everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible.
It's just thought crime.
You know, I have this discussion a lot.
That can't be the reason. You can't just say because it's thought crime. There's a reason that people stop liking that word. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure it goes deeper than that. But
yeah,
it's just an example of thought crime. That's the big thing.
I know that.
You've got to equate it to the same thing as the N-word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was always meant to be.
Yeah, and that was always meant to be, well,
derogatory.
Yeah,
it was always meant to be derogatory.
You start with that, and then you get people saying, well, he's retarded. And then it's like, it's basically everyone gets a trophy so nobody's upset.
Well, I mean, but they haven't outlawed the word gay, and a lot of gamers that's gay. That's so gay. Why'd you do that?
Any promotion of gay and the gay and lesbian lifestyle is considered good press.
Yeah.
You know, as long as gay, lesbian, whatever is in the headlines, it's press. Bad press is whatever it is. Retarded is not.
I suppose.
Because the mentally challenged, as you have to say now, don't have an agenda.
Well, yeah.
Because you know why? Because they don't care.
Well, it's just a word. That's what I'm saying. Challenged. Well, you know, that to me, that'd be worse than saying somebody was retarded.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing about the word retard that is bad in and of itself.
Right.
I mean,
there's not.
Think about
it's
it.
The connotation.
And what I think it is,
they're just replacing one word with another word. What makes one better than the other one?
Right.
We've done it for years. Shell shock.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's no reason. I mean, like in the schools now, they call them, it's exceptional ed.
Right, yeah.
Not special ed. It's special ed.
It's special ed.
It's
a special type of
education. It's
kind of
like education.
It's not exceptional.
These kids are normal except for these kids.
Exceptional means better than the average.
Right. And these people are not. And I'm telling you, the people, as far as retarded comes, people that are mentally challenged, retarded, whatever, they are for the most part comfortable within what they are.
Yeah,
you know, they're not as advanced, and they get it. They know that. Look at savant.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
they know.
They used to be called idiot savant.
Idiot savant, right?
They dropped the idiot.
But look at it. I mean, what's the big one now that everyone, autism?
Mm-hmm.
I think autism is in and of itself is not bad. In fact, the most brilliant minds in the world are autistic.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us here have some form or another of autism.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different way of thinking.
Some have been diagnosed with it.
And because of you're not thinking as the quote-unquote norm, you are now outside the spectrum, so we have to put a label on you.
Yeah. Oh, well, everybody likes a label because then they know where you belong.
Right, where you
fit.
They
know how to treat you because you're that.
And
oh, that's yeah. not people love labels.
And here's another thing.
Stand them.
And every label, there is an opportunity. It's with everything in the world, follow the money.
Yeah.
With every label, there is now a new special need that for some reason or another needs funding.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I mean,
there was a guy who
there could be a big toast.
I don't remember who it was. It was a talk show host that said that gay and lesbian people never really wanted homosexual marriage to become legal and the norm because then they wouldn't have anything to complain about. They wouldn't have anything that needed funding. It wouldn't, you know. I'm not saying that was. I don't remember who it was. One of those conservative, Savage or somebody like that.
But it kind
of
makes sense. I mean,
yeah, but I've never known any gay person that wanted to be married say, no, I'd really rather not it be, you know.
Well.
Well.
There are exceptions.
Yeah, okay, there are. But I think what it is a lot of people jumped on that bandwagon because it was hip. It was popular. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to be involved in a big group or a big thing. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine, as with most heterosexual people, there are a lot of heterosexual people that don't want to be married. Well, yeah. They just don't. I mean,
usually they choose. After, yeah, but I don't want to call 40.
I'm not going to call anybody out.
Well,
but a very good friend of ours was in a relationship for 10 years, got married. The marriage lasted 2 years. Now it's over.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, I think, are more successful staying together, not being married. Not that I'm against marriage.
Yeah, well, I mean, that wasn't really the point to what I was talking about.
But, I mean, it's the
about.
Same thing. But I think what it is with the gay and lesbian community, because marriage in the heterosexual world is the one thing that they have that the gay and lesbians didn't have. And I think it was by outside people who really had no stake in the game, mm-hmm. forced it upon the gay community. You, in order for you to be accepted into the world, you have to be able to get married.
I don't think it's just a social custom.
I don't think that outside of, you know, a handful of bigots that are going to be bigots regardless. You can't change a bigot. I think people think that if they change a name or if they redo something that these people, I take that back.
Some people can change. They have to have a life altering event. But,
right. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they
like,
can.
Who was the governor or that got shot? Alabama, what was his name?
It was in Forrest Gump.
The
governor being shot. This was like a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, was his name George Wallace?
That was
in Forrest Gump.
Yeah, talking about George Wallace getting shot.
I don't remember
because he blocked the schoolhouse.
Oh yeah,
from the segregation.
Yeah,
and then he got shot.
He got shot, and that totally that he had a now whether he was genuine or not, I don't know.
Who knows?
But he completely flipped his opinion on things.
And some people just don't like black people, gay people, Chinese people. And the thing that gets me is now they're wrong for just not liking something. Yeah. I don't like sweet potatoes. Am I going to be now labeled as a vegetable?
Well, not liking, and I hate
sweet potatoes, and I wish they'd all
right,
be.
But sweet potatoes aren't a sentient being.
You don't know where it's good.
is it wrong to hate the entire human species?
Yes, because that's what you do.
Well, especially if you're part of it.
That's me.
I'm sure there's one person
who
hates
himself.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be super conservative and thought the worst things about gay people, and then a lot of people I love who were close to me came out,
mm-hmm. and I had to completely change my whole mindset.
And then you had Cliff to take another look at your mindset.
I had to step back and go, I can either hate them or change my mind, and I just changed my mind. What'd
you say, Steve?
Cliff met a really nice guy one day.
Oh well, yes. And we've been happily married for 14 years.
Named Javier.
We were married in Britain. So
screw you, United States. Yeah. We didn't need your law.
Wow.
But anyway, so I think that's. I think it's okay to hate. I was never.
Good God!
I think it's okay to hate.
Let's rephrase that, please.
It's a natural emotion.
It is,
for people.
It
to
is,
have.
But you shouldn't
show it.
You shouldn't hate somebody based
well, no,
on.
You should. I mean,
hate somebody because they're an asshole.
Well, yeah. I hate a lot of people.
Get to know them before you hate them.
Right. Don't hate somebody based on their outward appearance.
Or something they do
that doesn't affect you at all.
Or because of the way they were born is irrational.
That's extremely rational.
Now, I do that, but you have to admit that there are groups of people within groups of people that people don't like.
Yeah. I'm waiting for you to say Hitler had some good ideas.
No, he had some good ideas.
I mean, the Holocaust aside.
No, when I say it's okay to hate somebody, you shouldn't be forced to like somebody because other people think you have to like everybody. There are people that I genuinely don't like that other people think are just great people, and I don't care. I cannot like that person.
But do you not like them because of who they are?
Right, exactly.
Or because of how they are.
You know what I mean? Not how they are. I get what you're saying.
Their personality or
personality.
Okay.
Or they belong
to a group.
Right. I mean, it's like you saying I hate all redheaded people. I just hate them.
Well, I do.
Well, that's a bad example.
Especially being Irish, that's a bad move.
No, I don't.
Yeah, don't use me. You're hating most of your family.
I'm just saying that's irrational to hate somebody because they have red hair.
TJ, don't use me as a representative for the whole group.
It would be irrational. It's irrational.
Because I'm sure there's some really nice redheads out there. I'm just not one of them.
It's irrational to hate somebody because of their religion. Now, if they use that religion and twist it and go out and kill people in the name of it, okay, that's different because they're hurting other people.
Okay, well, now I'm glad you brought that up. because my next point was going to be, you have groups within larger groups, whether
right.
they're ethnic groups or whatever,
right.
that you genuinely just don't.
But you don't hate them because of what they are. You hate them because of what they do.
Right.
What they believe.
What
yeah.
they're, right. What they're doing.
Right.
Their
right.
actions.
You know, let's just. Let's
not
just,
because of their hair color. Not because of their genetics
it's
per
their,
se.
Their actions and the actions
right.
of
exactly.
those
well,
that they associate
okay.
with.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. It's yeah.
I mean, that it, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I mean, it's like.
You, like you've got white people and then you got. The horrible white trash that are just nasty people.
Yeah.
And
oh,
they
yeah.
and they do it on purpose and they're feeding off the government. They're not. I don't like those people.
Well, right. And that's because of what they do.
Their
right.
actions.
Their actions.
Same thing with any other race. If they're like, you know, you've got those that are.
I mean, and to bring up Hitler again, had you just met Hitler somewhere, he might have been a nice guy. But then you found out he killed 6 million Jews. And okay, then, you're an asshole.
Yeah, now you're an asshole.
And
right.
I hate you for that.
Exactly.
You know? I'm just saying, it's, you can't hate somebody just based on, you know.
That.
Just
yeah.
because of the group you stick them in.
Now, people that you can hate, that I think
anyone
everyone
with
can
the last name Crowley.
Mm-hmm. Anyone that doesn't use their turn
There's
signal.
A general consensus for that.
Well, I do use my turn signal, but I've got one
oh.
that's out on the back, so it
you're
doesn't turn on when I turn it.
You're talking about stupid drivers.
Oh, right. I don't use my turn signal. I think they're stupid.
One day you're going to get rear-ended.
I think they're dumb.
He's been rear-ended before.
I know it.
Multiple times and not using a blinker.
Hand signals.
do you remember your safe word? What's the safe word? Pineapple.
Congress start.
Armageddon.
Bring it on. Come on. Get it out. Get it all out.
Armageddon.
Man, said that before, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, get it all out. Are you done yet?
Milk them like a cow.
I've got another appointment.
Prostate pleasure.
I'm talking about cars. Damn
now,
it.
Welcome to the stage, prostate pleasure.
Yeah, we're doing our horrifying band names. Yeah, pancreatic cancer was a good one.
Mammogram.
How horrible is this?
Bleeding from the spleen. We like that one.
Anal fissures.
Anal fissure.
Anal drainage.
Anal drainage. Seepage. No, it was
seepage. Anal seepage is a great one. See how what we've done here? We started off talking about our driving test. We went into...
yeah, God knows
people.
How we got
We land on the girl group vaginal fistula.
Jesus Christ. Anyway.
With both feet.
It leaks from both ends.
An opening for vaginal seepage is pus suckers.
Jesus. It's Boil Biters Incorporated.
Oh.
With their new lead singer, Boil Biter.
That's the new dating site for those who like biting other people's boils. Boilbiters.com.
Do you like zits? Do you like blackheads? Do you like sebaceous cysts?
Incidentally, you really need a new mic.
I do. It sounds terrible.
Then
it's really
boilbiters.com is for you.
Steve Crowley's going to have a mobile drainage van.
Mobile drainage.
Where he drives around with a bunch of little needles and some latex gloves.
I don't know what that is.
And films all the boils that you've got. He's like the ice cream man. He plays a little song as he drives down the street. And if you've got something, you stick your arm in
hey,
the window. Yeah.
Steve Crowley used to be the ice cream man.
Yes, I used to
Well, there's a snow cone man.
You were Mr. Whippy?
No, I used to drive. I drove a snow cone truck briefly.
Oh.
Did I know that?
No. I don't think he advertised.
I was in college. It was one summer when I was in college.
Where were you?
Here in Hartsville.
Mm-hmm.
That
I did it very briefly. I did not like
That's
it at all.
That's super creepy.
You
did not like
service?
The job at all.
The one around my neighborhood drives around. It's a purple van, and it plays gospel music. Through the speakers
oh
on the roof.
The yeah. one that comes through here.
That's
frightening.
In the middle of summer, is playing Christmas tunes.
I think I remember hearing one playing
yes.
Christmas music
Christmas
in the middle
music.
Of summer.
You would hear like a kid's thing, and then you would hear a Christmas song. It's like, why? Why are you even doing that?
No, this one was not as professional. It was a little really old Dodge pickup truck with its own thing made up on the back.
And
I played
candy
turkey
on the
in
side.
The, I played yep. Turkey in the Straw.
And
that's a horrible song.
I was going to say, that's an awful song. Look up the original lyrics to Turkey in the Straw and you just say,
yeah, I don't think
Blank
I don't
loves
think,
a watermelon.
I don't think he
yes.
really, I don't think the guy that owned the company realized that.
He didn't. A lot of people don't. No. A lot of people don't.
Well, it like was Ring Around the Rosie.
Oh, that was
that was about the plague.
Yeah,
but this Turkey in the Straw was worse.
It
way
was
worse.
In the late 1700s, early 1800s.
Do I need to Google it?
If you'd like.
It's horrible. It's really bad.
We can do it later.
The lyrics are bad.
While you're doing that, find some sites where we can look at boils being busted.
There's pinch.
Cyst being drained.
Poppit.com or something like that in there. It's Poppit. Popsomething.com.
Poppit.com.
There's something like that.
Wow. I think we found one called popthatzit.com.
My niece.
He's a subscriber.
My niece, who is 2 years old, or maybe she's probably going on three, just told her mother that playing pool over at Froggy's would make her feel better.
Jesus God. Well, there it is.
Yep. Where's Froggy?
It's a bar.
Where is it?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Well, how did they get that? I don't understand.
What? Because where else would you play pool?
Well, I don't know.
You're a moron.
I thought Froggy was the nickname for somebody. Like maybe Froggy is her uncle and he has a pool table at his house.
Why would that be? Never mind.
You're part of that group of people that we hate.
I agree.
The clueless ones.
The ones that should just be taken out in cold with the rest of the herd.
Turn signal?
You know, Hitler had some good ideas.
You heard it. He said it, not me.
You ready to go take a shower?
What color little cloth patch are you going to wear?
Oh, no!
What?
Oh, I get that.
Did we already talk about that? What they have at the Auschwitz?
Yeah, the shower.
Memorial.
They had the little mist shower.
The summer.
Yeah.
I think they just weren't thinking.
We had to remove a large portion of that podcast for that reason too.
Okay,
because Cliff probably started.
That's right. You know me. I'm an Arab, and I hate. I'm an Arab, and I hate people.
Yeah. Well, right. You know. Mm-hmm. Well.
You know. Because
right,
I look like that.
Without getting politically incorrect, we kind of
You can't
know.
Say politically incorrect.
Well, I like incorrect. The term. I like it.
You also like the term anal fissure.
Assalamu alaikum.
My Muslim brother.
You also like the phrase.
Assalamu alaikum.
Take it a little slower. It hurts.
Oh,
Jesus.
Why?
Coach, the team's depending on me. I'm sorry.
You'll be back there in a minute. I need you to oil up my baseball mitt.
I'm sorry.
Honey glazed, right, Steve?
Honey glazed, yes. Everything with honey glazed on it is better.
I'll just let you folks use your imagination.
I think, you know what? We ought to step back and let Steve run the show.
Yeah, let's put that right there.
All right.
You go right
take
ahead.
Away, Steve.
Why? Why do I have to take away?
Because you're on a roll there, and we wanted to keep it going.
No.
We didn't want to step on
but
your
I
comments.
Feed
you got
off,
something
I
there?
Feed off
I got
of
something.
Else.
All right. TJ's got something finally.
It might feed off everyone else.
All right. Maybe they'll save this show. We
or
got,
it's going to save.
We got a little serious at the beginning, but you know, sometimes we have to get that
out.
Yeah,
we're not supposed to talk about anything
it's like,
dead serious.
It's like serious thing. Serious shows have to get their little bit of comedy out every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Well, every once in a while, we get serious.
It's the yin and our yang.
It is. It's a very small yin.
The
but
yin and your yang. I don't know about mine.
Crowley's yang is huge.
That's what I've heard. It's like a baby's arm.
Jesus.
Like a toddler's leg. Holding an apple.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't that be my ying?
Whatever.
Wouldn't my yang be the back?
And I don't know.
Which is like a wizard sleeve.
Which would be like a
hot dog down
cavern,
a hallway.
A cavernous hole opening in the earth.
Ooh.
Jesus God. Gee whiz.
That's a big crack you got.
When's the last time you let somebody go spelunking?
Yeah. You need a miner's helmet to go in there.
He bent over and three dudes stepped out.
Ah,
but
they wore those yellow pants. They thought it was a taxi.
They were Oompa Loompas.
You remember when the miners got stuck in West Virginia and they had to come up in that little capsule?
Oh, that was in Chile, but okay.
Well, they did it in West Virginia, too.
Yeah, I've heard.
And then, but that's what it like, you know.
Something here. I'd much rather have Oompa Loompas come out
of your ass
than grown men.
So you're into midgets.
So you've been sitting here thinking about that for the last 5 minutes.
He's into midgets.
Which would I rather have come out of my ass, men or Oompa Loompas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Either way, you're going to tear up.
I mean, well, I mean, at least, they'll get out.
You're going to need a stitch or two.
They'll get out quicker. I mean, because they're not
wow.
as they're
get
not
a,
as
get
long.
Yeah, but they have
big.
they have like suspenders,
like a breech,
like
burst.
Overalls with,
it'll be
with
just like
metal buttons.
They had to tie them off and then pull them back through the light.
See if you throw tennis
all
balls at Steve.
Welcome.
No, Steven.
Steven, when they all come out, is all that pink meat stuff like in Poltergeist all over
his
the den?
Ass is clean.
Don't let go, Steven.
Oh, God.
Tangina.
Tangina.
Don't clinch. Don't clinch.
You're clinching. Stop, Caroline. No, Steven.
Run away from the colon. Run away from the colon.
All right, what you got over there?
It's the anal too walls. Soon.
The anal walls are quivering.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me a story before you're done.
Oh, my God.
All right, I think there's going to be a couple of us are going to be guilty of this. Some of us have been guilty of this, and some are currently guilty of this. This is things that grown men should never wear.
Oh, God, I'm probably guilty of it right now.
All right, Christ. Number 10. Pony anything... Now, this is grown men. This would be our
age. I think I've read this article.
Anything with Abercrombie and Fitch on it.
Oh, yeah. I did read this the other day.
Oh, I'm guilty of that.
Is that a store?
Oh, yeah. Crowley wears Abercrombie and Fitch and all those things.
He buys it from Goodwill.
No, I get them from his son.
Yeah.
They're hand-me-downs.
Christopher quit wearing his clothes.
They're hand-me-ups.
I steal clothes from his 18-year-old.
That he doesn't wear anymore. So.
Now, I don't think any of us here are guilty of this, but we do know somebody that is.
Okay.
Wearing sandals all the time.
Oh, God.
Be it flip-flops, Tevas, it doesn't matter.
All the time? He don't wear them all the time.
Not all the time?
No, just...
I don't think men should wear them unless you're at the beach or the lake.
Men shouldn't wear them unless they have really well manicured feet, because...
Yes.
Who in the hell wants to look at some ugly man feet in flip-flops or...
With the big yellow...
Sandals with... Yeah, the big...
Yellow
the big,
toenail.
The big toe. The big toenail.
Yeah, the bad toenail that's got like ridges in it.
Yeah.
Fungus-ridden toenails.
Where they let them break off instead of cutting them.
There you go. Or they're cut too short to their...
You're killing me.
There's meat.
Those are called infections. Those are fungal infections that make them break off.
Or the ones where the meat is like before the toenail.
Or the little toe hangs off the edge.
The meat of your toe. The skin where you have like just like the toenails right in the middle of a toe.
Where the toenail's too small?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
I mean, don't. Just
yeah,
don't.
Don't.
Here's my thing. How are you going to... You see all these guys going to bars wearing flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to defend your woman's honor wearing flip-flops?
Kicking those motherfuckers off.
Yeah.
Flip-flop.
And all I got to do is break glass.
You've never seen them drunks that are shirtless and shoeless and wearing jeans ready to fight. It's because they kicked their shoes off.
It's like, dude, what do you do? We had a Christmas party. I can share this because it doesn't matter. Christmas party with a radio station.
Why did you bring it up?
We had... We took two limousines down to a place in Orangeburg.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the guys that was going...
Oh, you told his story.
...was wearing flip-flops and got unruly.
We're going to do a formal thing in a limousine, and he's wearing flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeans and a polo shirt.
There's a group of people you hate.
So, anyway, he started getting unruly, and they're like... And, like, yelling at his wife, and she was already obliterated and passed out, missed the entire Christmas party. And they told him he had to leave. And they're like, you want to fight? And kicked his flip-flops off in front of this guy that's, like, 300
that's Cliff
pounds of
good. Digging through his bag of candy, by the way.
I got a big sack.
Big candy. Bag of diabetes.
Here we go.
What are you cracking open
These
now?
These are M&M candy corn.
What?
M&M white candy corn. Let's try this.
His blood sugar.
I bet it tastes like sugar and candy.
We should do that. Oh, my God. I should.
Wow, I'd love to.
I should get
I'd
a
love to check your A1C right now.
Your A1C is a three-month average.
Find a vein.
You don't know shit about diabetes. Stop pretending that you do.
I just say we check it.
Because once upon a time, you were diagnosed with pre-diabetes.
These aren't good at all.
Don't get mad at me about it. Talk to my doctor.
All right, Did you get diagnosed with pre-gay first? Or
Wow.
Did you get diagnosed with pre-pedophilia first?
Oh.
No, it just kind of happened.
Free candy.
Maybe he was born with it. Maybe it's not.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I didn't want to say the brand name.
Who cares?
They're not a sponsor.
Nobody is.
Never will be. All right, number 8 on what grown men shouldn't wear. Fedoras.
I don't think you have to worry about
that. Unless
your name's
Harrison Ford.
Like the old skinny hipsters. That's
the only people that do it are hipsters.
Here's one.
Nobody does it around here.
Shirts you'd only wear to a club.
Oh, you're like talking those, about like the shiny ones? Shirts, mesh
the
shirts.
No, the shiny shirts.
Yeah.
I was guilty. The shirt with the screen printed cross on.
I have a shiny shirt.
Do you have a shiny shirt?
I couldn't wear it now, obviously, but from years ago, I thought it looked neat.
But you were younger years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I was younger.
You're a grown ass man now.
Yeah, you're grown.
That's true.
You can't wear that.
How
now.
About anything by Ed Hardy?
I think that's pretty much out anyway.
How about belts with metal studs?
Anything with tap out?
I don't have any of those.
Yeah, anything with tap out.
Oh, why? Well, grown men shouldn't wear football jerseys either unless they're playing football.
Or watching a football game.
Yeah, why? You don't need to wear a jersey to watch a game.
If you can't move off your couch, you shouldn't have a shirt that MMA fighters wear.
Exactly.
If the ambulance has to come take down a wall to get you out to the hospital, you're not tap out material.
You know, let's talk about that, too.
Okay.
I was in...
Do you want to finish this and then we'll do that? Or?
Yeah, just remind me.
Okay.
EMTs is what I'm doing.
All right, real quick, we'll just roll through this. Jeans with a ton of embroidery on the back.
Are you a hippie?
I don't have any of those.
Are you a hippie?
I can see you owning a pair of those.
I used to own a pair of those.
It's 1972.
Mm-hmm. Now, we all are guilty of this, but I will fight this to the end. Cargo pants or shorts.
Yeah, I remember that one. Thinking, what the hell's wrong with that?
There's nothing
still
wrong with
fit
those.
And I use them. I need tools.
They think everybody should wear skinny shorts or some stupid shit.
Because cargo shorts are not in anymore, and they want everybody to go wear them.
But you know what?
They're always going to be in.
We've reached the age of practicality.
Right. We don't care.
Exactly.
What woman am I going to pick up? None.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably due to my personality, but that's neither here nor there.
No, you'd be surprised.
Really? You got a line for me?
I do. I got a lot of people in the Cliff Wilson
Now, Cliff.
Fan club.
Give me them numbers.
You know a nice young gal tried to pick you up at the Halloween party.
Yep, she did.
See?
Yes. Yep.
She wanted to take a ride with the coroner.
You know what happened?
I got scared. Cliff, I was scared for you.
But you know what?
It shriveled right up.
Knowing it would never happen, it was still just a thought.
It was flattering.
That it could.
It's flattering. I've had gay men say things that they, you're looking not. That's
took a picture
flattering
with one.
Too.
Flattering.
That's cool. I had no problem with it.
It's not flattering.
But I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's not flattering when they're ugly.
No, it's flattering.
No, it's flattering.
All the time.
Not anyone ever.
Flattered when they're attractive.
Then you're pretentious.
You're very pretentious.
Thank you.
You're shallow as hell.
You are just a bag.
well of vacuousness.
Number two, really wide ties. Remember the wide ties back
even
in the 90s? Oh, yeah, they did. Now, I remember the 80s, late 80s, right after Footloose.
I remember
the skinny tie.
I still have my skinny tie with the piano keys on it.
Yes, I have.
Do you really? I got one somewhere.
I've never.
Unless my wife's decided that better taste is ruled out and she's thrown it away.
We should really go through whatever ties we have.
I've got an American flag tie. I've never worn it.
All of my ties are pretty conservative.
Pretty conservative. Yeah, mine are too.
But I don't have any ties.
I have one tie that's I wouldn't call it gaudy, but it was my grandfather's tie, and he would wear it like to football games, and it's just got little blotchy Gamecock things all over it.
Oh, yeah.
And when Will graduated from elementary school or whatever, you remember you have to have all those ceremonies, he wanted to wear that tie.
Oh, well, that's kind of a family thing.
Yeah, that was more sentimental than anything.
When I was in college.
It was way too big for him.
When I was in college, I had a Beatles tie.
Did you?
Yeah, they used to make the ties that would have the Beatles theme song.
Yeah, they would screen print them on the tie.
Yeah, I can't remember the song.
I don't remember
now.
Those. I don't remember.
I think it was Sgt. Pepper.
Same thing was with the piano keys. Yeah. They're silk screened on there. That they did
piano key necktie.
And then I actually had one when I was going to the Catholic school, and we had to wear a shirt and tie.
You wore a piano key tie.
I did wear a piano key tie, and I wore a Kiss tie. I had a black tie.
Well, a friend of mine just went on the Kiss cruise.
Oh, and I've heard that is fantastic.
She got a picture taken with the Kiss.
I did see that. I saw the picture.
You're probably friends with her too.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
It's a Kiss.
You want to talk about a nerdy tie? I've got one that says "You are stupid" written in binary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You don't get much nerdier
than
that.
You don't get much worse than that.
Are we at the end of the list?
And, finally, the last thing that grown men shouldn't wear, anything with flames on it.
I believe that.
Depends on what club you're at.
Yeah. If you're at a biker bar, I disagree.
Yeah. No, maybe.
Wear your cargo pants and your flame shirt.
That's kind of up there with Ed Hardy stuff.
That's up there with barbed wire
there are flames
and
on
tribal
Ed Hardy
tattoos.
Stuff.
You're an EMT now.
That I am.
That's what your new profession. number 743 on the list over the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Ambulance rider.
I've tried a bunch of things.
I try not as many as my brother. But, dude, he's had jobs everywhere.
Spit it out.
My stepfather once asked him, and this was years ago, when Adam was filling out a job application or going for a job application or something, and Lynn asked him, he said, Adam, when you're filling out a job application and you come to the spot where you have to list all the jobs you've had, he said, do you just, like, write it on the back or get extra sheets of paper? And Adam goes, oh, I don't write down everything. Only the ones where I left, you know, on good terms.
Yeah. I've done that.
But he would have to get extra sheets of paper to write all the jobs he's had.
Well, they say you're only, if you're going back 10 years, like in your resume, you're supposed to go back 10 years, I believe it is.
Yeah,
least in my last 10 years, I've only had
some of them don't have a limit. They just have a bunch of slots.
I had one.
Who?
Me.
One job?
The last 10 years.
In the last 10 years.
I've been at my job for 15 years.
I was about to say, but you've had more jobs just
But in the past 10 years, just...
Still answering the phones.
No, I'm not on the phones anymore.
At any rate...
You're supervising people that answer
EMTs,
the phones.
And maybe you can...
admin. Go ahead. I'm ready.
You sure?
I just had to correct him.
Okay.
Ooh. Thank you.
Wow, I'm glad I stopped.
Well, my ass hurts now, doesn't it?
You got reamed.
That's it.
And licked. Anyway...
Ooh, what?
Take you to Augusta. You just got burned.
Middle Eastern.
Because Augusta.
Okay.
EMTs.
Yes.
I was in I don't remember where I was, fast food place or a restaurant or something. That sounded like a damn UFO flying.
It did. Mother.
And an EMT walks in, and this son of a bitch had to weigh 400 pounds.
Yeah.
How in the hell is he going to carry somebody out of a house? If a guy like that came and I was having problems, I'd look at him and go, dude, you all right?
Yeah.
Are you okay to carry me out?
There is a huge problem in the EMS community.
Yes.
And the main reason is, there's two things. EMS is described as long periods of boredom.
Right.
Interrupted by extreme chaos.
Okay.
And... it's hard to plan meals. Now, there is a big push now, and where I work over at Florence County, we've got a nurse practitioner that's really pushing us to not become those factors.
Mm-hmm.
Like she said, if you're not on a call and you're watching your Netflix, I want you to be doing push-ups watching your Netflix.
Anything.
Yeah. Anything.
Yeah, they don't want to replace those passenger seats anymore.
Because what happens is when you work a 24-hour straight shift, you don't know when you're going to sleep. So you try to relax and rest until you get that burst of call. Sometimes I've gone in at like 8 o'clock and gone straight through till 8 o'clock the next morning and not getting a break. So what happens is the eating habits become horrible.
Well, your eating habits can be horrible, but if it's chips and pizza
you grab whatever you can when you can. And that is a huge problem. Soft drinks, fast food. I mean, and I'm trying not to fall into that. Because I'm too broke. And I'm on a new budget now. I get my own, you know, allotment of money.
Right.
And so, and it's just easier if I go ahead and pack some stuff, sandwich meat, bread, some mustard or whatever.
Yeah.
And then while we run by, or I'll even carry the cooler on the truck. And that's my big thing. And a lot of people are like, man, I'm starving. I wish they'd let us stop and get something to eat.
Yeah.
I'm like, how long have you been doing this, bro? Just reach back and grab your cooler.
Wow,
and
you said bro?
Yeah, I've told that to people.
You called them bro.
I've called them bro.
I'm sorry. And
How long have you been doing this, bro?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But that is a main issue. There have been circumstances when the person going out to rescue has in turn had to be rescued.
I can believe that.
So it gets very cumbersome in the back of those
trucks. That guy having to climb some stairs and clenching his chest.
Well, thank goodness, on the converse side, a majority of the firefighters are in great shape.
They are, but I've seen firefighters.
But they're all firefighters.
Fat as shit.
And the firefighters, God bless their souls. Yeah. No, you could. I've seen.
Well,
some
what about
of
all these cops you see are fat as shit?
No, that too.
That
that's
makes
another.
No sense.
I just when your job depends on you having to
on
somebody else's
fit.
Right. You want me to talk or you want to finish it, Steve?
They interrupt you all the fucking time, and you don't say shit. When I do, you stop and get all pissy and unoffended.
You don't stop. We stop when
they
we interrupt.
They stop. You keep going.
You just
going.
Keep going. You're trying to get the thought out, and nobody can hear it.
Hear me.
Welcome to Only Funny to Us, where we interrupt each other all the time.
I only like pretty people to give me compliments.
Oh, that one you're never going to live down.
Anyway, when your job is
when other people rely
when,
on
when
you.
Other people rely on you to save their life.
He just interrupted you, and you just kept going like it was no big deal.
That's because I'm talking
to
him.
You would have stopped.
We were discussing.
I'm talking to him. You see me looking at him? If I was looking at you, and we were conversing.
Okay, never mind.
We know how to communicate on a higher level.
It's just proof that I know what you're talking about.
So pissed off right now.
That's good. And you're interrupting us again.
What?
To tell us about your pissed offness.
Just go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Where's the mute button for Crowley?
15 years you've been in that job, Steve?
Customer service at its finest.
Steve, we're talking to you now. You on the phones anymore?
I'm not on the phones anymore. I haven't been on the phones
What did you have to do the other day when you said you had to go out on the floor for something?
Oh,
did you get,
no,
have to get coffee
to go,
and get all those other stuff?
No.
You knew it was coming. You didn't see it. It was telegraphed from a mile away. This is going to happen now. We want to get you to talk so we can interrupt you.
I hate you. I hate you all.
Well,
I hate.
But it makes the show good, so keep going.
Planet Earth. I hate the universe. I hate everything.
Unless they're good looking and they give you a compliment, then they're the greatest thing since
sliced bread. When did he say that? I don't remember.
He said it a couple of minutes ago when we were talking about people giving us compliments.
I only want good looking people to flatter me. I'm not flattered when ugly people are attracted to me. I'm only flattered when it's good looking.
Well, let me ask you this question in that then. When the hell are good looking people attracted to you?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You should take it when it happens.
You should spend more time at your mom's home.
But anyway, no, to address that is a new thing that they are trying to address, that the health, because you'll find a lot of people that work in the EMS community, firefighters, police, have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, are just way too big, and they get to a point where they can't function in doing their job.
They get stuck in the windows. They get...
Well, in the back of the truck, when you're trying to work, and if you've got two larger people back there...
You can't do it.
It's hard to get around. I mean, I'm overweight. I am what they consider obese.
Me too.
But I'm not as big as what you're talking about. But when you get even just two of my size people in the back of the truck, it gets a little cumbersome.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but you get two that are 350 plus... It can get downright impossible.
Yeah.
And their abilities as a paramedic, an EMT, at whatever, are not in question. They can do the skill set. They have the knowledge. They're excellent at what they do.
But can they physically
perform?
It's just
the ability to be able to perform that task.
Exactly.
And you'll find that a lot of us, like myself, if we pull up onto a crash scene, we wait for the firefighters to show up that are in great health, great shape, and a lot of them are a lot younger, and they love crawling in the cars and cutting them apart and putting people on backboards.
I mean, some of these EMTs just look like, you know, like a sausage stuffed in intestine skin or something.
Yeah. I mean,
like they're about to explode out of those uniforms.
And that is one of the things that really needs to be. And like I said, our new nurse practitioner, she covers all of Florence County. She is heavy duty about, we got to get you in shape. In fact, the county has stepped up a lot of the blood work that we can get for free for us and our family if we're county employees. You know, it's better. And I've always thought insurance companies should provide people a way to get healthier instead of having to pay when they're sick. You know what I'm like? If I should be able
to
take my
premiums.
I should be able to take my insurance card, though, and go to a health club and go to the health club for free if I'm paying for insurance. Because if I go to a health club and I'm working out and exercising, that will decrease my need to go to the doctor for other things, saving them money.
You're starting to sound like Bernie Sanders.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
Feel the burn! Give it to me. Free!
Socialist.
Make the 1%
it's not socialism. If you're paying for insurance premiums, you should be able to use your insurance for health, not when you're sick.
Yeah.
And that way, when you're not sick, you're not using all that money. Because hospital stays now, I think my parents, each one of their hospital stays was about $1 million.
Wow.
When they were in the hospital. Both, I mean, each one of them. So that's $2 million that insurance had to eat up, you know, had they had, you know, healthier. Now, granted, theirs was weird situations. They ended up getting staph infections from outside sources. Couldn't be helped. But you get a lot of people that heart attacks, diabetes, that sort of thing, that can be prevented through better eating, diet, exercise. Of course, I'm not following any of those. But I mean,
yeah, but free blood work, though, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even blood work, being able to find out what's going on.
They just want to keep blood drug testing, y'all, and make sure that stuff's not disappearing.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, but
where's
I
the funny
point.
Part of this show? I Shit, we lost it.
Yeah, we've gone back. We've gone back to serious again.
I don't know. I just quit listening.
Let me find something.
I quit listening about 10 minutes ago.
And then TJ went off on a tangent about socialism.
Yeah, he's turned into
socialism if you're paying for it. I'm not saying everyone gets free gym memberships.
Why not?
Because they can't afford it. They can go run down the street.
But free isn't free. Somebody's paying for it somewhere.
Somebody we're down the line it. Is always paying for it.
Yeah. There's no such thing as free.
All right. Here we go. We'll end off with this. A new study found people who do group dances like the Macarena have a higher tolerance for pain.
Yeah, no shit. They have to listen to that music
exactly.
Over.
Good grief.
And apparently it's because they're good physical exercises.
No.
And the bonding experience makes everyone happier.
No, it's psychological.
Chicken dance, Macarena, the hokey pokey.
So they have a higher pain tolerance?
They have a higher because they're in better shape.
Is this like Zumba? Does Zumba do
or,
that for you?
No. Like Cliff said, that if you can make it through the entire Macarena.
So then basically EMTs get hurt when the wind blows.
Back up. Yes. Back up. Back up. I'm sorry. If you... been to the weddings and the clubs and everything that I have.
Don't interrupt.
Whenever Macarena, what are some of the other ones? Those
achy
songs.
Breaky.
No, you never hear that. What are those other?
Oh, the wobble.
The wobble.
Keep a shuffle. Wobble.
Keep a shuffle. All those come up.
Quan.
I'm sorry. These people that you see all
hit the Quan.
No,
hit the Quan.
These people you see tearing across the bar or tearing across the wedding thing to get
slide.
to the dance floor are not in shape.
No.
I think that's a difference.
One-off.
I mean you get people that you know any kind of
understand
physical movement is movement.
Right.
God, you were just gonna suck down everything of fun.
Yes I am.
That's the type of person he is.
We have to try harder.
Hey, look, it's another special time on Facebook. Apparently, it's Truck Driver Appreciation Week.
Oh, Jesus.
Really?
It's always National Something Day. Or
I wanted to be a truck driver when I was a kid.
Did you?
I did. When we were doing all that traveling back and forth, and I see all those truckers, I sit there and think, dude, they get to see the country. They got their own camper in the back. Park wherever you want. Meet a couple lot lizards.
Trucker
move
speed.
Move them out your way. You know, just...
What?
Lot lizard.
You get cancer on the left side of your body.
And on the other, I used to want to be a lot lizard when I was a kid.
Wow.
And on the opposite end of that, I wanted to be a minister.
Keep reaching for
really?
The stars.
When I was a kid, yeah, I wanted to be a preacher.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could ever see that.
I briefly wanted to be a minister. In college, I went
okay,
and
that's
visited.
Even more shocking than me.
Yeah,
when
I went and visited.
Of the Church of Satan?
No. I went and visited Duke Seminary with my parents one weekend.
Said they made
wow.
you. It
was
yeah, either
I
that
was
or
gonna
you're
go,
going. You're going to the special house in Columbia.
No, I was. I wanted to go to grad school
isn't
at the seminary
boys, isn't that
for,
boys
for philosophy of religion,
and then do what with it?
And then I thought about eventually maybe going into theology,
and then do what with it?
I don't know.
Here's my thing. Can we end off with this?
End.
Sure. I guess.
Sure.
Or whatever. Is there a point of a college education?
No.
At the moment, it doesn't. The return on the investment is nil at the moment. You'll make more money as a tradesman than you will as an engineer.
Exactly. So we talk about Crowley.
Nobody learns trades anymore.
Talk about Crowley going. He wanted to go get a master's in theology and then go beyond that and become a doctor of theology. Well, what are you going to do?
I know.
Teach.
I know that.
That's
at
the thing.
At the time, I thought.
Now, if you wanted.
I'd eventually teach it, or I could go into ministry, but. At that time, I was also exploring all kinds of different
lifestyles,
orifices.
I was just laughing at
you were curious.
Just
is that what you're
let
saying?
Me finish.
Okay, sorry.
I was exploring all kinds of different.
God,
I didn't say anything.
Avenues.
No, I was exploring different
passageways.
Damn it. Let me finish.
Entrances.
Male bodies.
Final destinations.
Denominations.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say warming lotions.
You're looking at...
different looking at, Christian denominations.
No, I thought you were talking about money. Was that it? Is that
That's
what you're,
it.
Okay.
That's what we
Good Lord,
to.
All that?
I'm not gonna. You know what? I'm not gonna share any more of my life stories with you.
Yeah, you
because
will.
You all tear them apart and you mock them and you make them into that. You make them just trivial stupidities
and we interrupt.
No
you,
wonder
what?
I feel like I'm a loser. I always want to kill myself.
I really don't get you.
Because you're all just assholes. And you just always do this, and I can't even say anything.
I love Green Eggs and Ham.
When's the last time you gave a man a massage? Oh.
Fuckers.
Take off this uniform and leave the show. But I'm waiting in the cell because I have to know how I've been guilty all this time.
Oh, God.
Well, good night.
All right, well, Crowley now has wanted to go back and do, and he's been requested.
I've gotten a request.
Wait a minute.
No, he's gotten
a request.
From his mom.
No. No.
Ooh, no. We know what those are about. Showers and stuff.
Oh, who's doing that?
We need to
make sure you get the powder everywhere.
We need to mention someone who we met this week.
Oh, yeah. Please share that. This is exciting.
Another show. There's another podcast out of Australia called Dr. C and Dr. Z that we've been listening to. We like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're... I don't know. They're talking about us on their show right now, I hope.
Yes.
We kind of traded promotions, but that's a good show. And they're out of Australia, Melbourne, I believe, or Melbourne, as you're supposed to say it.
Melbourne.
Anyway, hopefully, Melbourne. If we can figure out
you
this
never drank a beer in your life.
You never drank a beer in your life,
Steve. We're going to have them on the show, Skype them in. Steve's going to horrify them and insult them by trying to
with
do their accent.
With an awful Australian accent.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to Skype. There's a 14-hour
Steve, say
time
welcome
difference.
To the show, guys, in your Australian accent.
Why don't we wait till we get them on the show?
I don't know why I can't do it on command like that. Welcome to the show, guys.
But anyway, they're
welcome to the show, guys.
They're on Twitter. They're on Spreaker.
Welcome to the show, guys.
They're on.
No,
pretty
you were
much
better
on,
the first time.
I don't know if they're on iTunes yet, but I know they're on Spreaker. That's how we've been listening to them.
Right.
So, but they're Dr. C and Dr. Z on Twitter.
Say Dr. C and Dr. Z on Twitter in your French accent, Steve.
Now we know my French accent.
It sounds like Natasha from
it does.
Bullwinkle.
Do
it. Dr. C and Dr. Z.
That's not even why
I
you
know,
change your voice.
I was joking.
It's not accent. You're putting on an affect. It's weird.
Someone please have coffee.
It
with
sounds
Natasha.
Like you've been kicked in a place you shouldn't have been.
You're an idiot.
Or maybe you pay to get kicked.
Have you had
someone
a stroke?
Please have coffee with Natasha.
Smile at me. It's the new stroke test. Yeah, you've had a stroke. There's no doubt.
Only works on one side. You smell toast or oranges or
almonds. All right, well, you're going to start singing this out. You had a request.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to sing or we have no music
no,
or anything.
I'm just going to be a cappella.
I'm just going to do it myself.
The bathroom's taken.
Back porch.
Shh.
Give me a beat.
Nasty. Sitting in the theater thinking nasty thoughts. Bum, 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 bum. Nasty boys. I don't mean a thing. Oh, you nasty boys. Don't mean nothing to me. Nasty. Nasty boys.
What fucking theater are you in?
Thing. Oh, you nasty boys.
And
don't mean a thing to me.
Or is there a bucket boy in this theater thinking nasty thoughts?
Baby. No, my first name ain't Baby. It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Oh. Nasty! Nasty boys. I don't mean a thing. Oh, you nasty boys.
That sounds awful.
I've never heard of poor Caucasian.
It made me sick. It made me sick, and then it made me cry.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, down, down, down. Good night.
Thank you.
Nasty!